Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Tuolumne County Administrator Craig Pudrow is joining us in studio this morning. We've been talking about the final budget that the Board of Supervisors are going to vote on this coming Tuesday. A lot of things are included in that final budget. Craig, next thing I want to ask you about is just the Law and Justice Center project in general. One thing that construction's been taking place on is the transit location out there. How is that coming along?
They're nearly complete. If people are driving by right now, they'd see, you know, pavement, you know, fresh pavement down that goes past the transit center to, you know, a point. That point will ultimately be an intersection with what we're going to call Gardella Ranch Road in our into the future. But it makes a 90-degree angle at that point, and it goes down to the new site of the new jail. The transit center itself is right at that elbow, if you will, and that will become the hub of our transit system for transfers and things like that. That currently the hub is Courthouse Park, so Courthouse Park will become more of a drop-off, you know, site, not a hub. The hub will be, you know, out at the Law and Justice campus, but the construction should be ending here very, very soon. And I believe they're going to be talking about a grand opening sometime in late October and actually start to use that new transit center.
Are there benefits to having a hub out there as opposed to downtown Sonora?
Well, it's a whole lot less congested. It's going to be a superior facility. It really is a beautiful facility. When you think of the future and what's going to be out at that center, it's really going to be an important center of activity with the courthouse there, the sheriff's office out there, all of our justice departments out there. From a regional standpoint, where does it sit in relation to the county? It's better to be out in that particular location in East Sonora than in the downtown.
Also, when we talked 2 months ago, as the county was finishing up its preliminary budget, there were questions about the probation department and the new juvenile detention facility, if there could be ways to reduce the county's costs, getting contracts with other counties and so forth to have juveniles housed there. Has anything moved on that end over the past 2 months?
Yeah, we've reached out to the four other counties that this was always meant to be a regional facility. And there were, at the time the grant was written, there were nine counties in the state that did not have their own juvenile facility. So when we put in the grant, it called for five counties to, you know, share in this facility, and that was Amador, Calaveras, Tuolumne, Mariposa, and Mono was the one at the time. Since then, Inyo County actually closed down their facility. They're kind of out there all by themselves, and hard to keep a facility for such a small county going. But actually, the first out-of-county client is coming from, that's Mariposa County. We have one that's actually came in just a couple days ago. But we have contracts signed also with Amador County now, and should be start seeing some folks coming from Amador County. Just going through the counties, Calaveras, I believe their board's going to be considering this later this month. Inyo County, I believe we have a signature and process on their contract, and then we do have a contract over to Mono, and I don't believe that one's been signed yet.
So has that let take some of the stress off then? I mean, financially, is a pretty good amount of money?
Well, it's not going to offset the cost of the center by any stretch. It's going to help for sure. But yeah, it was designed as a regional facility. That was part of the original budgeting for it. As we have those out of county clients, we'll get reimbursed. That'll help offset, the sheriff the cost that the county of Tuolumne is paying for that facility. But I know that we've been able to modify that staffing. We made that part of the proposed. But back to something you said, trying to find ways to reduce our cost. We're increasing revenue, by having these outside clients come in that that reduces the net cost of the county. But in the proposed budget, Chief Downey also came up with another change to the staffing mix out there, which reduced the cost. She's also doing an excellent job in managing overtime, you know, costs at that facility. So she's continuing to try to hit it on both ends, reduce the, you know, outflow, the expense, and also trying to, you know, improve the income, you know, and that's through those contracts with those outside counties. And again, just want to remind folks, we're only a few months into this thing, and it'll take time to get, you know, to really get it working the way that it was ultimately designed. But a few weeks ago, I also want to mention that Chief Downey did an excellent job with other members of that team before the Board of Supervisors, and did a great job in explaining, you know, the real difference this is making in the lives of youth. And I think it was Judge Segerstrom who started the whole presentation off, followed by District Attorney Krieg, that spoke to the importance of this facility to them in dispensing justice on the one hand, but also trying to give a helping hand up to some of these kids while they are youth, and try to make sure they don't let these habits continue. We turn that, and so that we don't see these folks in there as adults.
When we talked a couple months ago, too, the plans for the courthouse continue to seem to be stalled. No money in the state budget for that. Is that still the same 2 months later?
That's still the same. You'd think that they would be focused on that more, but it's just not a priority up in Sacramento right now.
So that's just kind of at a standstill until funding comes through?
Kind of at a standstill.
And we're talking with Tuolumne County Administrator Craig Pedro on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're going to take one more break. We'll continue with our final segment in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment in just a minute.